Today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Amar Aleph of Maseches Chagiga. We are holding on Daf Chaf Amar Aleph at Amar Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar Nafla Ma'afarto. It's about 10 lines into the page. So the Gemara is going to bring different halachos about food that are tahor when they're chulin, and yet the chachamim were machmir that if one is mesiach das from them, if one is not guarding them b'tahara, then they're assumed to be tamei. So I'm Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar. Nafla ma'afarto himenu. If a person's scarf falls on the floor, Amr lechavero, and he says to his friend who is tahor, Tineli, give me my scarf, pick it up and give it to me. Unisanelo, and he gives it to him. Tameya, it's tamei because there was a hesach hadas, and the Gemara is going to have to explain what, where, what kind of hesach hadas are we talking about? Amr Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram says, Nischalfu lo kelim shel Shabbos bekelim shel chol ulevashon. If a person confused his Shabbos clothing for his weekday clothing and he wore them, he accidentally wore his big day Shabbos thinking that they were big day chol. Nitmu, that's considered a hesach hadas, and they are tamei. So the Gemara assumes that they're tamei because if a person was guarding the kli with a machshava that this is a certain type of kli, and it turns out that it's a different type of kli, his shmira is not considered a shmira, and it's a psul of hesach hadas. And another halacha, Amra Blazer Bar Tzadok, Maisa b'shtei nashim chaveros. There was a story of two women who are very careful about tahara. She nischalfu len kleihen beveis hamerchatz, and they're in the bathhouse. They each accidentally switched dresses. They put on the other one's dress. Uba ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva v'timan, and the story came to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said that they're both tamei. And in this story also, the Gemara assumes that it was a hesach hadas because each one, yes, was trying to guard the clothing b'tahara, but they didn't realize the identity of the clothing. They thought the clothing was theirs, and it was really somebody else's. So the Gemara asks on these last two halachos, maskef l'Rabbi Oshaya elameyato, if you're going to assume that guarding something b'tahara without realizing the exact identity of what you're guarding is considered to be hesach hadas and is therefore going to be tamei. So then what about the following? Hoshit yadol lasal, litol pas chitin, volso biyadol pas saorim, hachinami dinit meis. A person who's eating his chulin b'tahara, and he sticks his hand into the basket, having in mind that he's going to take some wheat bread out of the basket, and he takes barley bread out of the basket. Are you going to say that it's tamei? Because he was only guarding it al das, that it's wheat, and not al das, that it's saorim, that it's barley? V'chit. And if you say, yeah, exactly, I'll say that it is tamei, because that's as a chadas. V'atanya, but we have a braisa, m'shamer es hachavis b'cheska shel yayin v'nimtzei shel shemen, tahora mi l'tamei, that if someone guards a barrel thinking that it is wine, but in fact it is oil, it is tahor from becoming tamei, because you see, it says b'feirush in the braisa, that if you guard something b'cheskas, that it's one thing, and it turns out that it's something else, it's not tamei, and it's not a violation of hesachadas. So asking more l'tamei, according to you, that you want to bring a raya from here, that's not considered a chisaron in the shmira, a masefa vasur milechel, the sefa of that same brisa says that you're not allowed to eat, that this barrel is also to eat. So if the shmira is a good shmira and it's not a hesach hadas, amai, then why? Why should the barrel be asur ba'achila? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, the dechia from the seif of the brisa is not a dechia at all, because you could say that the brisa is talking about the following case. But Omer shemartia midavra metama velo midavra posla. I've been guarding it that it shouldn't touch something on the madrega of tuma, that it's able to be metame something else, but I have not been guarding it that it shouldn't be touched by something that will make it tameh, even though not tameh enough to be mitameh something else. That's what we keep saying. The difference between the word tameh and the word pasul in halacha is when something becomes tameh, it means that it's so tameh it could even be mitameh something else. Pasul means it itself becomes tameh, but does not have the ability to be metame something else. So the Brice is coming to me mechadish that a shmira lechatzotin is considered a shmira even if it gets switched out. So the Gemara asks on this hesber that we say in the Brice, how can you explain the Brice that you guarded the chavis from something that's metame it but not from something that passels it? Umi ika nitzirusa lepalga? Is it possible that there's such a thing as shmira lechatzotin? if you were not shomer from all tumos, then it's not a shmira at all. Says Gemara, in there is such a thing as shmira legabe what you're trying to be shomer from, which is not a valid shmira for what you are not trying to be shomer from. Va'atanya, and we have a raya to this from a brisa. If a person, let's say, has a basket of figs, and hoshed yad basal vasal al ksefo, he sticks his hand in the basket, the basket's on his shoulder, va'magrefa, and the kli that they use to separate the figs that are attached to each other, bitochasal, is inside the basket, vahaya beliba al asal, v'lohaya beliba al magrefa, and he's trying to just guard the basket from tuma. He didn't realize, he wasn't thinking about guarding the magrefa, that kli that's inside the basket, from tuma. So then hasal tar v'magrefa tameya, the basket's tahar, but the kli that's inside of it is going to be tameh. Hasal tahar to tameh hamagrefa. So lasal, asking more, wait, how could the sal be tahar? If the magrefa is tameh, shouldn't the magrefa in turn be metameh the basket? So Gemara says, ein kli metameh kli. No, because it's a rule in tumah that a kli that's not in the avatumah cannot be metameh another kli, even on a drabana level. So says Gemara, v'letameh masha b'sal, but shouldn't the magrefa be metameh the te'enim that are in the sal? So says Gemara, and the te'enim in the sal are not a kli, that's an ochel. So Amar Ravina, but Omer Shemartiv Midavar Shemetamo V'lo Midavar Aposlo. That is, the guy says, I was guarding the Magrefa. I was guarding the Magrefa from anything that would be Metame it, but not from anything that would Puzzle it, so it lacks the capacity to be metami the te'enim because I was guarding it from that level of tumah. But it still can become puzzle in its own right because I wasn't guarding it from that level of tumah. So you see that according to this brisa, there is such a thing as shmira lechatzain. So maybe that's the explanation of the previous brisa as well, that the person guards the barrel b'tahara lechatzain only from something that's metami and not from something that puzzles it. And therefore the Gemara says mikol makom kasha. It's still Akasha and Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Lazar, who had said that if you are Mechalif, your Kalim, Temeim, from the previous price, who says that even if you guard Becheska Shuhuzev and Nimsa Acher, you guard something that it's assuming it's one thing and it turns out to be something else, then it's Torah Milatame, and it's not a violation of Heschadas. Va'on Mosif Rabbi Baravua, and Rabbi Baravua also has another Kasha and Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Lazar from a Tosefta in Kalim. Maisa Bishachas. One time a certain woman came to Rabbi Shmuel, Varmala Rebbe, Begedzah Raktiv Betara. She said, Rebbe, I wove this Beged Betara. I know that it didn't become Tameh when I was weaving it, because from the time it got to the size that it's eligible for Tumah, which is Shalosh Al Shalosh Hatzba'os, nothing that could have been Metameh it has come into contact with it. But I didn't intend to guard it Betara. I just know that it didn't become Tameh. It wasn't that I was trying to guard it from Tumah. I'm just aware that it didn't become Tameh. And because Rabbi Shmuel examined the case a little further, and she wasn't that careful about Tumah, it's just that she's claiming she knows, Amr la Rebbe, nida mashcha imi bechevel. So he started asking all sorts of questions, and she mentioned that she tied a rope onto this, to the weaving utensil, and and it could be that a nida moved the utensil. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chum, Shayomrim, Beliba L'Shomro Tahar, In Beliba L'Shomro Tameh. Rabbi Shmuel says, wow, the Chum really knew what they were talking about when they said that if you're actually intending to guard it, then it's Tahar. But if you're not intending to guard it from Tumah, even if you think you remember that it didn't become Tameh, you can't trust it. You have to assume it's Tameh. Shuv Maisa B'Isha Achas Shabbosel Tanei Rabbi Shmuel. Another woman came to Rabbi Shmuel, Amrlon, she said, Rebbe, Mapazu Aragtia Bitara. This cloth I wove Bitara. I know that it didn't become Tameh, but v'loya b'libi l'shomra. I wasn't consciously guarding it from Tumah. Umitoch b'diko sher b'shmol botka, and because Rabbi Shmuel started to interview her and ask her all sorts of questions, Amrlo, it came out, she said to him, Rebbe, that before I wove the beged, when it wasn't yet roi l'kabal Tumah, nima nifsika l'yukshatia bapeh. There was a string that snapped, and I tied it with
with my mouth, and therefore the string became moist from my saliva. And at that time, I was in Nida, and it happens to be the saliva of a Nida's metame. And then after I went to the mikveh, I started weaving the beged. So we have to be concerned that at the time that she wove the beged and it was ready makabel tumah, the roke was still moist and it's metame the whole beged. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel, kama gedolim divrei cham shayomrim b'libo l'shamru tahar, ein b'libo l'shamru tameh. Once again, Rabbi Shmuel exclaimed how amazing it is that the Chachamim knew what they were talking about over here when they said that if someone is b'libo l'shamru, if someone is really intending and trying to guard something, then it will be tahar. But if they're not trying to guard it from tumah, then you have to assume it's tameh. So from Rabbi Shmuel, we see that if he have kavana to be shomer in the something betara, even if you don't realize exactly what you are being shomer, that's good enough. It's still going to be tahar. So says the Gemara. Bishlam of Rabbi Lazar bat Tzaddik, according to Rabbi Lazar bat Tzaddik, who's metame by two women whose begadim got switched in the Beis HaMerchatz, we can explain why he's metame. Kolachas vachas omeres chaveresish samaretz, because each one could say, why you think that other woman is so careful about Tuma? You know, she doesn't trust the other woman. She says she's an eshes samaretz. She doesn't really guard her begadim tara, and therefore I'm not going to be so careful about my friend's beged. Meaning, as soon as she realizes that the beged is switched, she's not going to be as careful to guard the beged. Umascha daita mina, and she'll be masiach das from guarding it. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram nami, and even according to Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, who says that when begadim gets switched, big day chol and big day Shabbos gets switched, and you accidentally put on the big day Shabbos thinking that they're big day chol, kiven dekelim b'Shabbos avadu shimur tfei, masach daita mina. You could say that since it's normal for a person to guard his big day Shabbos more than he would his big day chol, and since he's guarding his Big Day Shabbos with a higher level of Shemira than Big Day Chol, and he thinks that these Big Day Shabbos are Big Day Chol, so he's going to be guarding it with a lower level of Shemira than he's accustomed to for Big Day Shabbos, that's considered to be a Hesach Hadas, and it's as if he's not really guarding it. El Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, but according to Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, who was Mitami in a case that your beged just fell on the ground and you asked your friend to pick it up for you, why is he Mitame in that case? Why don't we say that there was Shmira Mituma while his friend was holding the beged? You're still guarding it from Tuma. So you say, no, because a person doesn't guard something that someone else is holding on to. So the guy who's lifting the beged is also not guarding it because he thinks, since the other fellow asked me to pick up the beged, he's the one that's guarding it. So neither of them is actually guarding the beged, and that's why it's considered to have a hasach hadas, and it's going to be tameh. So says Gemara below, is that really true that a person is not shomer whatever is biyad chavero? Vatanya haresha hayu chamarav upal of tun and taros. Let's say the donkeys or the workers who are amei aretz are carrying taharos. The chaver gave them wine that's tahar from his barrels, from his open barrels, to carry. Afal pi shehiflug mehen yoser mimil taros of taharos. Even though he's at a distance, the owner who's a chaver is at a distance of more than a mil from these taharos, you could assume they're tahar. You have to be choshesh that the yamei aretz touched them and made them tameh, because since you didn't tell them, you didn't inform them that you're going to be far away from them, they think that you're very close by, and they're going to be very careful not to touch it. But vi mamar lehem, but if you tell them, you guys go ahead, I'll catch up with you later. And the second they're out of your sight, taros of tveil, so you assume that they're tamei. So maishna reisha, maishna seifa. Why in the reisha are they tahar and the seifa they're tamei? So there's a raya that a person is meshamer masha biyad chavero, and therefore in the reisha they're tahar because the baal abayis is being shomer what the poelim are holding. But in the seifa, maybe since he's not choshesh that the poelim are gonna in the seifa they're tamei, since you're not choshesh that the poelim are going to in the seifa they're tameh because the poelim aren't worried that you're going to be right behind them and that you're going to be watching them. So Gemara says it's not a good raya. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha reisha b'metar chamarav upoel av lekach. That really a person is not shomer whatever's biyad chavero. The reason in the reisha that your stuff is still tahar is because we're talking about a case where you were metaher and matbil your donkey drivers and your workers so that they should be able to carry your taharos. So even if they did touch your taharos, it's not going to become tame because you have just been mitahir these people. The people themselves are tahar. Frankly, Gemara Ihachi, if the case is that you're mitahir them, well then seifanami, and amaritz makbid al maga, then seifanami. Then even in the case of the seifa, where you tell them I'll catch up with you later, what's the concern? Why would it be tame in that case? Even if you don't see them, and they're not concerned that you're going to catch them, but they're tahar. There's nothing they could do to it. Says Gemara, in amaritz makbid al maga chavero. No, there is something they could do to it, because if they meet up with a friend of theirs who's not ma'aretz, they'll let them touch it if they know that they're not going to get caught. Yachi resha nami. Well, then shouldn't we be choshish about the same thing in the resha, that they're going to let someone else touch it? So Gemara says, bebalahem derech hakalson. In the resha, we're talking about where the balabais can really surprise them at any moment, and they're afraid to let their friends touch it because they know that the balabais could catch them at any moment. And these poalim are very well aware that the balabais is nervous about tumen tahara, and that's why he put them through this whole tahara process. Well, ihachi, if that's the case, seifa nami. Then the seifa also, the halacha should be that it's tahar because the workers should also be choshesh that the balabais would catch up with them. No, kiven damelu luchuva niyavu achrechem mismach samcha detayu. They're not going to be so concerned because the case in the seifa is he tells them that he's not catching up with them anytime soon, that he's gonna catch up with them at a much later date. Okay, so some main points over here. First, we had three shitos about, well, that was already last time. So that's three halachos about hesach hadas. We had the halacha of your clothing fell on the floor and you asked someone to pick it up for you, that it's tamei. We had you mixed up your Shabbos clothing and your weekday clothing, and we had two women whose clothing got mixed up together in the bathhouse. In all cases, we said that's as chadas, that's therefore mitame. We also discussed the notion of nitirusa lapalga, that sometimes you are shomer something from tuma, but only from a davar mitame, not from a davar aposel. And then we discussed a couple of episodes with Rabbi Yishmael, where he noticed kama gadola divrei chachamim, how brilliant the chacham were in the cases of the women that were mesiach das during the weaving process, and the chacham declared to tame, even though these women were pretty convinced that there was no tuma there. Through the further interviews, Rabbi Shmuel found that in fact there was tuma there. Then on the very bottom of the page, we had that a person is not mishamer whatever is biad chavero. And then the very last thing in the parak is that an ama aretz is not makbid on other people touching stuff, and therefore you need to be choshesh that stuff that you trusted them with, even if the ama aretz are tahar, that the stuff that you trusted them with might be tamei, unless there's a sense of mirtas, unless the Yamei Aretz have a certain sense of mirtas. So Hadron Alach, Ein Dorshin, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will begin the third parak of Maseches Chagiga, Parak Chomer B'Kodesh.